Hello, Brunswick Junior High. This is Heidi Miller. I teach at Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance. I'd love to hear some more from the melody in that beginning part. Okay, there's some more clarity in this section. I'd like to hear the clarity that you're getting now in the introduction to the piece. Nice little run in there. Yeah, euphonium or tenor sax? Nice job. Nice key change there. I think that you could come down a little farther for that piano. And, you know, percussion, you guys can really lead that dynamic change, because if you play piano, nobody else is going to be able to play loud. Trust me. I can really tell you guys are going after the dynamics. I think you'd be surprised if you sat out here to hear how how much more you could do. That's always a big deal, especially doing marches. You know, marches are just so much about contrast and style. Nice job, nice job. Again, really, it's just go more after what's different, all of the contrast. And, you know, the more that you can thin out the march and know which lines are important at which time and adjust the dynamics, the more clarity you can get and the more precision and just, like, sparkle that the music will take on. It was a very nice entrance. Yeah, flute, so you got there in tune. That was really nice. Just make sure that you keep refreshing that top F so that it doesn't drop down flat. Make sure you breathe together in that entrance, flutes. Breathe with the clarinets. Clarinets, you're getting a very nice section sound here. just keep your ear going on oboe. I mean, there was a lot that was nice in there. Just make sure you keep supporting. Trumpets, and you get the opportunity to play this lovely melody, so you can really, really sing through it. Use your air. Make sure that the melody is not overbalanced here. So if you're not playing the melody, you wanna always listen to what you're playing in relationship to the melody so that you're enhancing it, but so that you're not playing louder than it. Don't let your sound get harsh here. Just play with the most beautiful sound that you've got. Now that trumpet little muted solo, I didn't hear that time and I didn't hear it before either, so I'm not sure if someone's playing it or not, but that's pretty important. Happens in measure 51. That's a very well-balanced last chord. Very nice. Energy here. Now, you have to be careful. It's easy to lose sight of intonation issues and everything when you're playing fast music, but you have to pay as much attention to tuning when you're playing this faster music. You know, slow it down and hold notes and really make sure you know where the center of the pitches are. Yeah, clarinets. Now when there's more lines that are happening, I know it's hard. It's easy to get really excited and to rush. But just make sure you keep subdividing through these sections so that you stay together. Okay, nice switch in sound. I mean, this is cantabile. I mean, you really want to be singing through this section. And play through those suspensions. Oop. Just be careful you're sure of the key signature here. Ooh, nice counter line there. Ooh, and that moment on 66, moments like that, hold that chord and then sing it. And then hold that chord again, because that's going to help you get it in tune. Because if you don't hear where it's going with your ears, you know, without your instruments, it's hard to play it in tune. So I see you have one horn player. You're doing a great job. I can hear horn sound. Like, I really hear horn. So trust your conductor. She knows what's up. If you feel like you might be lost, just check in, because she's doing everything she can to help you get back together. You guys enjoy playing this piece. Oh, I liked how you chose to do that ending part. That was nice. There's not actually a diminuendo written in there, but it looked like you brought it down and then back up. I like that. That was a very good performance. Congratulations. I get to work with you, so I'll see you in just a couple minutes.